Congress returns from recess on September 6th, and it'll have 17 days in session to pass a budget for fiscal 2017. The budget may be the top priority, but there are several other issues piling up over the summer that they'll have to address in just the final months of the 114th Congress. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins me now to talk about all those topics on lawmakers' plates, and a plate that is ever-growing, and especially since they've taken so much time off over the past several weeks and months. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Jared.
So let's start with the appropriations bills, first of all, since passing those is what's going to prevent a government shutdown. What's the status of the passage of each one of those?
Now, I can't believe you said the word shutdown. Now, that's all people are listening for right now is when's the next shutdown?
Right.
So let's be clear. We don't expect one. Let's start there. But the Congress has a lot of work to do because they have not done enough. Now, let me start with some basics. The House has passed 6 spending bills before heading off to recess. The Senate has passed 3 spending bills. Both houses of Congress have passed the Defense Department bill. And in fact, that bill has gone on to conference. The Senate side, they combined the Transportation HUD and related agencies bill with the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Department appropriations bills. And that also includes the supplemental funding for the Zika virus to fight the Zika virus for the CDC and others. So that's where the Senate is. The House, on the House side, they've passed the DOD bill, of course. They've also passed the Energy and Water bill and the Financial Services bill, as well as Interior Environment bill and the Legislative Branch bill. Of course, they're going to give themselves their budget first. So there's still a lot of work to be done, and a lot of the work is still going through the conference of finding the similarities and differences between the House and the Senate bills and then coming to a conclusion and an agreement. So this is far, far from being done. And I think, you know, Jared, what we're going to see is at least one, if not several, continuing resolutions. No surprise there.
And even if in some alternate universe all of these bills did get passed on time before the end of the fiscal year, the numbers that both the House and the Senate, well, the House particularly, the numbers that the House has in its bill would trigger yet another sequestration. Now, this is not as let's say catastrophic a sequestration as we had back in 2013, but it would be a sequestration of funds nonetheless. So talk with us about what would happen there.
Right. Now, this comes from a new White House report. They have to send one twice a year to Congress saying, you know, are they going to go over in the current fiscal year and what does the next fiscal year look like? The latest report from the Obama administration says that as the House has passed their series of bills and has, you know, kind of divvied out the discretionary spending, the bill is about $17 million over the cap for the defense category and about $775 million over in the non-defense category. And that would require a sequestration of quite a bit of money from the civilian side and the defense side, of almost $800 million. So yes, it's not the billions we saw before, and definitely we saw some of the money given back to the agencies in 2015 and 2016. But unfortunately, Jared, that S word, the sequestration word, is starting to pop up if something isn't done, meaning if Congress either A, doesn't somehow increase the budget caps, or B, cut the budget.
Right. Okay. And beyond the budget, what else are lawmakers looking at in the coming months?
They have a few other things on their plate. Let me start with one that's close and near and dear to your heart, the Defense Authorization Bill. That has to get passed, obviously, before the end of the year. And what that does, obviously, is authorize a ton of spending for the Defense Department, but it's also a huge vehicle for policy, a lot of acquisition policy, a lot of technology policy, a lot of personnel policy. So that's on their agenda. Another big one that's come up over the summer is the long-term health care insurance and the concerns that a lot of both federal employees have about the huge increase, something like 83% increase for the prices that they're going to pay this year. And a lot of members of Congress are calling for answers from both OPM and John Hancock, who's providing the long-term health care insurance. And they're calling for hearings early part, maybe even as early as September, about what's going on there. And then, of course, Jared, we can always talk about postal reform. That's the never-ending battle that some members of Congress continue to try to push through.
So a lot of this work obviously has not been getting done by members while they've been on recess. But a lot of these things, especially the NDAA that you mentioned, which is now in conference between the House and the Senate, it seems to me a lot of that is staff work, really, at its core, as they try and iron out these differences between the chambers. So hopefully at least some of that has been happening on the staff level while members have been out of town.
I think you're absolutely right. I think what the hope is, as they come back from recess, the staff can present them with a conference, if you will, bill that both sides can, you know, almost all, fully agree on, and then they can get it through the final steps and passed before the end of the year. And then we're talking about the calendar year here, not the fiscal year. That's really
exactly
the big
right.
deadline. And forgive me if I'm wrong, Jared, but something like 54 straight years they've passed an NDAA. So I think that they're pretty proud of that streak.
They are proud of that streak. And as you say, that very rarely happens before the end of the fiscal year, but almost always before the end of the calendar year. That seems to be sort of a magic date by which it has to happen, although there's not really any particularly good reason for that other than it marks the holiday period when they know that they're going to be off for a little while.
And of course, the lame duck session this year, we know after the
especially
election.
Important this year, that's right.
Exactly, that they'll try to get some stuff through.
All right, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joining us. Thanks as always, Jason.
My pleasure.